Chamishi. Vayotze ho'eved kle chesev uchle zov ubegodim. And the Eved took out silver vessels, golden vessels, and clothing. Vayitein l'Rivka, and he gave them to Rivka. Umigdonois, and delicious fruit. Nosan lo'achio uleima, he gave to her brother Lavan and to her mother. Vayichlu vayishdu, they ate and they drank. Hu v'hanoshim asher imoi, he and the men that were with him. Vayolinu, and they slept over one night. Vayakumu v'aboyker, and they got up in the morning. Vayomer, and Eliezer said, Shalichuni la'adoni, send me to my master. Vayomer ochio v'imo, and her brother and her mother said, what happened to Besuel? Why doesn't the pasuk mention her father? And Rashi explains that since Besuel wanted to prevent Rivka from going with Eliezer, the Malach came and killed Besuel, and that's why he is not mentioned in this pasuk. And Lavan and her mother said, Teshev hanara itanu yamim ayasar, let the naira stay with us yamim for 1 year, ayasar, or at least 10 months. Let her prepare for the wedding. Achar telech, afterwards she will go. Vayomer aleihem, and Eliezer said to them, Al ta'achroisi, do not delay me. Vashem hitzliach darki, Hashem caused my way to be successful. Shalachuni, send me, ve'eloch ol'adoni, and I will go to my master. Vayomer, when they said, Nikro la'nairo, let us ask the naira, v'nishalos pio, call the naira and let us ask her. Because one is not allowed to marry off and Isha, which as Maskil David explains, a brother or a mother cannot marry off the daughter or a sister unless they ask her. Vayikru l'Rivka, and they asked Rivka, Vayomru eleho, and they said to her, Haselchi imo isha zeh? Do you want to go with this man? Vatomer, and she said, Eilech, yes, I want to go. She did not say yes, but rather she said, Eilech, I will go even if you do not allow me. Vayishalchus Rivka Achoisom, and they sent Rivka their sister, Vesme Nikta and her nurse, referring to Devira. Ves Eved Avram Ves Hanoshov, and they sent Eved Avram, the servant of Avram, and his men. Vayivarchus Rivka Vayermula, and they bent Rivka, and they said to her, Achoisenu, our sister, At Heyi La'alfe Ravava, you will become thousands of 10,000s. The Yirash Zar'ech Eshar Soinav, and your offspring will inherit the gates of their enemies. This bracha is actually the bracha that Hashem gave to Avram at the end of Parshas Vayera, after the Akedah, in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, where over there it says, Kivarech Avarecho, Vaharba Arbe, Ezaracho, Kichoich Veshmayin, Vechachoil Asher Asvas Hayom. I will multiply your children like the stars and like the sand of the sea. And that is what the Pasuk means, Atayi La'alfi Ravava, you will become thousands of 10,000s. And over there the Pasuk ends, Vyirish Zaracho Eshar Oivov, which is the same as Vyirash Zaracho Zar'ech Eshar Soinov. So this bracha is the same bracha that Hashem gave Avram at the Akedah. And what Lavan was saying is that this bracha should come about through you, Rivka. It should be through your children that this bracha should be chal on Avram. And one can ask, why over there does it say Shar Oivov and over here it says Shar Soinov? V'ayim b'sefer Shailas v'tshuvas Tvuas Hasodeh Chelik Beis in the Hakdama, in the introduction, who discusses this diuk, this difference. Vatokam Rivka v'nariseho, and Rivka and her maidens got up. Included in her maidens was Menikta, her nurse. Vatirkavna al hagemalim, and they rode on the camels. Vatelachna achare ha'ish, and they went after the man. Vayikach ha'eved es Rivka vayelach, and the Eved Eliezer took Rivka and he went. Why does the pasuk have to repeat Vayikach ha'eved es Rivka vayelach? Ramban explains that even after they left Haran and they left the city limits, Eliezer took special care of Rivka and made sure that she would not become injured on the way. V'Yitzchak ba, and Yitzchak came, miboy, from having gone to Be'er Lachayroi, v'hu yoshev be'eretz hanegev, and he settled in the land of the south. Rashi explains, V'Yitzchak ba, miboy, Be'er Lachayroi, means that he went to get the person that was involved in the story that happened by Be'er Lachayroi. It was Hagar who met four malachim over there, and it was because of that incident that this well was called Be'er Lachayroi, a well that I saw a living malach over there. And Yitzchak went to get Hagar in order that Avram should remarry Hagar at this point. And Yitzchak was living in the land of the south, which was near that Be'er. Ramban explains that Yitzchak specifically wanted to live near that Be'er because it was a holy place, a place that four malachim appeared to Hagar. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basodeh, and Yitzchak went to daven in the field lifnois erev, towards evening. As the Gemara says, from here we see that Yitzchak was misakein tfilas mincha. Vayisa einov, and he lifted his eyes, vayar, and he saw vihine gmalim boim, suddenly camels were coming. Vatisa Rivka Seineho, and Rivka lifted her eyes. Vatere es Yitzchak, and she saw Yitzchak. She saw that he was good looking and was astounded before him. Vatipoel me'al hagomol, and she lowered herself from the camel. Vatomer lo Eved, and she said to the Eved, Mio ish halozeh haholech basode likwaseinu, who is this man coming toward us in the field? Vayomer lo Eved, and the Eved answered, Hu adoini, this is my master. Vatika hatsoef vatiskos, and she took the veil, and she became covered with it. One can ask that why specifically when she heard it was Yitzchak did she cover herself? She would have to cover herself no matter which man it would have been. Radak explains that the Pasuk is telling us a chiddush, that even though it was Yitzchak, she still covered herself, in order to teach us their acheretz, that even though they were engaged, she was his arusa, still she acted midarkei hatznius and covered herself when she met Yitzchak. Since they were not actually married yet, the Nisuin had not yet taken place. And the Eved related to Yitzchak, everything that he did, everything that happened, all the miracles that happened, that he had kfisas haoretz, and that through his tefillah, he met Rivka. And Yitzchak brought her into the tent. Sarah imoy, and she appeared like the image of Sarah, his mother. Because when Sarah was alive, three miracles happened in the tent. There was an anon kosher al ha'oil, an anon affixed to the tent. There was a ner dolok mi'erev Shabbos, Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. There was a candle that was burning from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. And also there was a bracha be'isa, a blessing in the dough. But once Sarah died, all these miracles ceased to happen. But when Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent, all these miracles reappeared and started all over again. That's what the pasuk means, Vayivieho Ho'ehela, and it was Sarah Imai. She appeared in the image of Sarah, his mother. Vayikach as Rivka, and he took Rivka as a wife, Vatehila Leisha, Vayehaveho, and he loved her. Vayinochem Yitzchak Acharei Imai, and Yitzchak was comforted after the death of his mother. As Rashi explains, the Derech Eretz is that as long as one's mother is alive, a person attaches himself to her, but once she dies, he is consoled through his wife. And that's what the pasuk means. Yitzchak was comforted and consoled after the death of his mother through his wife, Rivka. Zok Rashi, pasuk nun gimel, umigdonois, loshen megodim, an expression of delicious fruit, shehevi imoy, minei peiroi shel Eretz Yisrael. He brought with him different types of fruit from Eretz Yisrael. Violinu, kolina sheb mikra lina laila achas. Whenever it says a loshen lina, it means one night. And one has to understand why Rashi had to repeat this after he already said this earlier. In the first time, the story was related. In Perik Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Rashi says lin is lina achas. So why does Rashi have to repeat it here again? So Rashi, vayomer ochio vi'imo, her brother and her mother said, ubesuel hechen haya, where was Besuel? He wanted to prevent the sending of Rivka, and the Malach came and killed him. Like Sifsei Chacham says, that Besuel was planting poison in Eliezer's plate, and the Malach switched the plates so that Besuel ate the plate that was prepared for Eliezer. Maskal David asks, why does Rashi wait to be medayik that Besuel died from the Pasuk in Pasuk Nun Hei, Vayomer Ochio Ve'imo, when he could have been medayik this diuk in Pasuk Nun Gimel, when it says, Umigdonois Nosan Lo'ochio Le'imo, that he gave fruit to her brother and to her mother? Why did he not give the fruit to her father, Besuel? It must be that Besuel died. So why didn't Rashi say this diuk in Pasuk Nun Gimel? Maskal David answers, because it could be that Besuel was alive. It's just that fruit is not a fancy enough gift to give a future father-in-law. So therefore the Pasuk says, "Umigdonos nasan la'achia u'le'ima." He only gave these fruit to her brother and to her mother. But to her father, he did not give this type of a gift. And that's why the Pasuk does not mention Besuel. But it could be that he was still alive. But in Pasuk Nun Hey, when an important conversation was going on and Besuel is left out, why is he left out? It must be that he already died. Zok Rashi Yomim, Shono. They asked that she should stay for another year. Kima Yomim Tieg Ulosai, for 1 year will be his redemption. Shekach Noisin LeBesula. So we give for a Besula Zman Yudbeis Chodesh, the amount of time of 12 months, Lefarnes Es Asmo Betachshitim, to provide herself with jewelry. Oy Osar, Yud Chadoshim. If you can't allow her to stay for a year, at least allow her to stay for 10 months. V'im taima yomim mamish. Maybe you'll want to say that yomim means a couple of days. Ein derech mevakshim. It is not the way for one who is asking something, levakish davar mu'at, to ask for a small thing. V'im lo tirtze. And if you do not want to give me the smaller thing, ten lo no meruvim mizeh, give me something greater. So if you were to explain the pasuk yomim to mean a few days, ay asar would mean 10 days, it would not make sense. What is Lavan saying? If you don't want to allow her to stay for 2 days, allow her to stay for 10 days? That's not the Derech HaMevakshim. Therefore, Yomim means a year. And if you do not allow her to stay for one complete year, at least allow her to stay for 10 months. V'nishalo espio, let us ask her if she wants. Mikan, from here we learn, She'en mesin esra isha el midaita. One can only marry off an isha only with her knowledge. And Maskil David explains, this is not referring to a father marrying off a katana, because he can marry off his daughter even without her will. It is referring to the brother or the mother who is marrying off their daughter or their sister, and they can only marry her off midaita. Matomer Elech, the pasuk does not say that she said yes, but rather I will go. Me'atzmi, by myself. Va'af im einchem roisim, even if you do not want. That is the lashon of Elech, I will go no matter what. At Yila Alfi Ravava, you will become thousands of 10,000s. At Vizarecho, you and your children, Tikablu Oiser Bracho, will receive this blessing, Shenemal Avram Bahar HaMaria, that was stated to Avram in Har HaMaria after the Akedah. Harba Arbe Ezarech Vechulu. Yiratun Shiyehe Oise Hazera Mimcho. Let it be the will of Hashem that this offspring should come from you, veloy meisha acheres, and not from a different wife. Miboy be'er lachai roi, shaholach lahavi b'hagar l'Avram oved sheyisaena. Yitzchak went to bring Hagar to Avram his father in order that she should marry him, and that's why it says miboy lach be'er lachai roi. He came from bringing the one that was involved in the naming of this be'er lachai roi, which is Hagar. Yoshev Be'eretz HaNegev, Karev Lo'ise Be'er. Yitzchak settled near this Be'er. How do we know that Eretz HaNegev is near Be'er Lachayroi? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Vayisem Yisham Avram Arto HaNegev. Avram traveled to the land of the Negev. And what does the Pasuk say concerning the Arto HaNegev? Vayeshev Ben Kodesh Ben Shur. It was between Kodesh and Shur. So we see Arto HaNegev is between Kodesh and Shur. B'sham haya be'er, and the be'er was there between Kadosh and Shur. Shenemar, hine ben Kadosh u'ben Borod. It says concerning the be'er that it was between Kadosh and Borod. And Borod is the same place as Shur. So we see that Arta HaNegev is between Kadosh and Shur, which is between Kadosh and Borod, and that's where the be'er was. So when the Pasuk says, "V'hu yoyshev be'eretz HaNegev," that Yitzchak was living in the land of the Negev, it must be between Kadosh and Borod, which is near the be'er. Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basode. What does Losuach mean? Loshen Tfilo. It is an expression of davening. Kemoi Yishpoich Sichoi. He pours out his speech. He davened to Hashem and he was Mesakein Tfilas Mincho. Vateres Yitzchak. And Rivka saw Yitzchak. Roasa Oisai Hodor. She saw that he was good looking. Vitoya Miponov. And she was astounded from before him. Vatipoil Me'al Hagomol. Zagrashi. Hishmita Atzma La'oretz. She lowered herself to the ground. Kitagumoi. Ve'as rechinas, which means hitisa atzma la'oretz, she lowered herself to the ground. V'lo higia ara karka, but did not reach until the ground. Kimoi, like the pasuk says, hatino chadech. lower your pitcher. What does Targum say? Archini, to lower. Just like he says on this word, Vatipol v'isrichinas. And also it says, Vayet Shamayim, which Targum says, V'archin, and I will lower. Lashemutal Oris, to lower and tip over to the ground. V'doimelai, ki yipol layutol. When it is lowered, it does not fall. Kiloima, imitol Oris. If it is lowered to the ground, Loyagi ara karka, it still does not reach until the karka. So Vatipa Mial Hagomel means she lowered herself from being on top of the camel. Vatischas, Loshen Vatispoil. It means she became covered. Kimoi Vatikover, Vatishover. Like it says, Vatikover, she became buried. Vatishover, and she became broken. Zagrashi Vaisaper or Eved, and the Eved related. Giloloi Nisim Shenasaloi. He revealed to Yitzchak the miracles that happened to him. Shekafsaloi Haoretz, that the land jumped for him. He had kfitzas haoretz. V'shen nizdamno loy Rivka b'tfilosoi, that Rivka was prepared for him through his tfilo. Ha'oyela sara imoy. Zagrashi vayiveyeh ha'oyela. And he brought her into the tent. Vari he sara imoy. And she became Sarah, his mother. Kalemer. V'nasis dugma sara imoy. She became the image of Sarah, his mother. She calls Masha Sarah Kayemes, as long as Sarah was alive, Hoyaner Dolok Merav Shabbos, Lerav Shabbos. There was a candle that burnt straight from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Ubracha Mitsuya Beisa. There was a blessing in the dough. Vanan Kosher Ala Oil. There was a cloud affixed to the tent. Umi Shemesa Pasku. But when she died, Pasku, all these Nisim stopped. Ukushe Bos Rivka, and when Rivka came, Chazru, all these Nisim returned. Achare imoy, he was comforted after the death of his mother. Derech eretz, the way of the world is. Kol zman shel imoy shel adam kayemis, as long as a person's mother is alive. Karachu esla, he is attached to his mother. Umishemesa, but when she dies, humisnachem beishtoi, he is consoled through his mother. The Gemara learns out from Perikov Dalet Pasuk Nun Gimel that when Eliezer took out klei chesev uklei zov ubegadim and handed it to Rivka, that was actually the kesev kedushin. That was actually the maisa kedushin that took place at that moment. And at that moment, Yitzchak was already married to Rivka. And the Mefarshim ask, the Gemara kedushin daf membei says that it is also leila odom lekadesh eso isha at shirena tchila. A person is not allowed to be mekadesh an isha until he sees her first, because we are afraid that maybe he will see something about her and then want to divorce her. Therefore, we want him to see the isha first before he is mekadesh her. So, how was Eliezer able to make the maisa kedushin before Yitzchak saw Rivka? Maybe it will be tiskana olav. She will be disgusting to him, and he will want to divorce her. In Moshe Zakenim from the Balei HaTosfos, they answer that it was not Eliezer who made the kedushin, but rather when Yitzchak saw her, that's when the kedushin was chal. In Sefer Rinas Yitzchak, he asks on this Moshe Zakenim that this seems to be contradictory to a Beferish Gemara that says that Eliezer was the one that made the Maisa kedushin with the Klei Zov and the Klei Chesef. And therefore he answers that since the whole reason why the Gemara does not want a person to be Mekadesh and Isha before seeing her is because Shema Tisgana Olav. Yitzchak, when he made Eliezer the Shliach to be Mekadesh Rivka, he took it upon himself and accepted the Shidduch, no matter who Eliezer will be Mekadesh for him. And therefore, the Svara of Shema Tisgana Olav did not apply to Yitzchak, because he would not hate this woman, because he had already accepted it from the start, that no matter what, he will not be offended and will not be upset by the Shidduch that Eliezer will come home with. And that's why he was able to be Mekadesh Rivka without Yitzchak seeing her first. Another question that is asked on this parsha is that we see over here that Avram made Eliezer a shliach to be Mekadesh Yitzchak to Rivka. We know that a father can marry off his son if the son is a katan, a minor, but he is not allowed to marry off his son who is a gadol. Yitzchak at this point was 40 years old. So how is Avram able to be Mekadesh through a shliach Eliezer Yitzchak, his son? Meshech Chachma discusses this, and he says it could be that Avram wasn't marrying off Yitzchak mitoras, his son, but rather Yitzchak made Avram a shliach in order to make the marriage for him. It wasn't a father marrying off his son, but rather it was mitarash shlichus. Yitzchak made Avram a shliach. But then the question arises that we know ein shliach ois a shliach. So if Yitzchak made Avram a shliach, Avram should not be able to make Eliezer his shliach, because ein shliach ois a shliach. V'ayin sham b'meshach chachma, that discusses this question. Now that we finished the parasha of Avram finding a shidduch for his son Yitzchak, there is a question that is worth mentioning. We find at the end of Parshas Vayera that Hashem tells Avram who Yitzchak should marry. Hashem says that Hine Yolda Milka Gamhi Bonim Lenachar Achicha. Milka had children, and Milka had a son Besuel, U Besuel Yolad is Rivka, and Besuel had Rivka. And Rivka was the shidduch, was the wife for Yitzchak. So why do we find, when Avram is being mashbia Eliezer to take a wife for Yitzchak, why doesn't he tell him directly, take Rivka from Haran? Why did he tell him very vaguely, go to my family in Haran? And furthermore, when Eliezer was supposed to go to his family in Haran, he stops at the outskirts of the city and does some type of trick in order to find a shidduch for Rivka. Why didn't he go to Avram's family like Avram told him? Maybe we can answer that we find earlier in this parsha from the Lashon Ulai that we said Eli, that Eliezer had a daughter and wanted Yitzchak to marry his daughter. Maybe the reason why Avram did not specifically tell Eliezer that Rivka was the shidduch was in order that Eliezer should do this test and find out for himself Shemei Hashem Yotza Hadover, that this was really a shidduch that was min hashamayim, and he should not feel bad that Avram did not want to take Eliezer's daughter for his own son. Also, maybe we can answer that it was to prove to Lavan and Besuel Shemei Hashem Yotza Hadover. If Avram would have gone directly to Lavan and Besuel and said Rivka was the shidduch for Yitzchak, maybe they would not have wanted to send Rivka. But now that they saw that Nisim happened, miracles happened, in the way that they found Rivka, that would be a proof that it was from Hashem that Rivka was Yitzchak's wife. And that is why he did not go directly, but rather let things unfold by themselves in order to prove it to Lavan and Besuel.